The next dictation is on patient Misty Bordner, B-O-R-D-N-E-R. Date of birth, 070678. And then date of injury, 7/26/2011. And then please put impairment rating. New paragraph? Rehab concern, colon, chronic slash subacute neck and scapula pain, new paragraph. Let's say neck and upper back pain, new paragraph. History, colon. Patient is a 34-year-old right-handed female involved in a rear-end motor vehicle accident at a high rate of speed with the patient's car stopped. I'm sorry, with the patient's minivan stopped on 7/26/2011, period. The patient recalls blacking out for several moments and having glass in the car such that her children were taken by ambulance for evaluation, period. This accident occurred in Myrtle Beach, and the patient reports in Myrtle Beach, period. The patient has had... period. The patient was not evaluated in Myrtle Beach, semicolon. However, comma, upon her return to the Virginia area, to her home, comma, the patient was seen emergently for severe headache along with blurry vision, comma, difficulty concentrating, and severe neck pain with easy fatigue, period. The patient... the patient's records from her emergency room visit, as well as with from her her ophthalmology evaluation, comma, neurology evaluation and workup, and multiple physical therapy interventions were reviewed to prepare this impairment rating, as well as the records of my partner, Dr. Ganji, who saw the patient for physiatric evaluation, period. The patient notes in discussion that physical therapy was consistently painful for her and triggered headaches and increase in spasm in her neck, period. The patient has been managing her symptoms on a multivitamin, Advil, and Advil or other anti-inflammatory on an every other day basis, period. The patient reports that although her headache is not daily anymore and her vision and cognitive skills have improved, comma, she continues to have focal discomfort behind her right ear at the top of her neck and to continue to fatigue easily with daily activities, period. The patient has modified her sleeping situation by changing position frequently and using a support pillow at night, period. She, oh, please, if you wouldn't mind, where I say where the PT was painful, please put one little sentence after that sentence. Please say, the patient does acknowledge on one occasion when the physical therapist did some manipulation to the upper cervical spine that she, quote, felt better, close quote, for 3 days, period. New paragraph. Patient has a past history significant for irritable bowel syndrome, comma, cholecystectomy, comma, stress fracture of the foot, and allergy to Phenergan, period. The patient works from home and has 3 children. Period. She is able to drive, but makes a point not to drive longer than 15 to 20 minutes, comma, because of her neck soreness that limits her ability to attend to her driving and becomes very comfortable. In parentheses, please put, please note that the patient's husband drove her here today from Front Royal for this evaluation, period. In review of systems, the patient denies chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, or change in bowel and bladder, period. She does have dyspareunia, D-Y-S-P-A-R-E-U-N-I-A, and disruption of some of her interpersonal relationships as a result of the pain of the chief complaint, period. New paragraph. On exam today, the patient is found to be a slender, awake and alert, soft-spoken, 34-year-old female, period. In static stance, she's found to have fairly good posture with a moderate to severe amount of tightness at the strap muscles of the neck, and in particular at the right sternocleidomastoid muscle, period. At the mastoid, the patient has pinpoint tenderness, period. She does have somewhat less tightness at the cervical posterior cervical paraspinal muscles, period. She is tight through the trapezius bilaterally, especially on the right side, period. The patient has intrascapular muscle tightness as well, especially on the right side, period. She does have subscapularis muscle tenderness, period. There is a functional range of movement of the cervical spine, but with discomfort at the end range, period. Patient has full active range of movement of the upper extremities with functional strength proximally and distally, comma, intact sensation, and 1+ detender reflexes at patella at biceps and triceps reflexes bilaterally, period. The patient's coordination in her upper extremities is intact, period. She has a negative Spurling's maneuver, S-P-U-R-L-I-N-G-S, period. New paragraph. And then put a separate little heading, impairment rating, colon. Referring to the AMA guide to the evaluation of permanent impairment, comma, sixth edition, and capitalize each first letter of that title and underline it, comma, the patient's cervical findings are evaluated using table 17-2 on page 564. Period. The patient is placed in class 2, comma, with a G, and capitalizes GMFH of 2, GMPE of 2, and GMCS of 0, period. This imparts a 9% whole person impairment, and let's do like, that'll be A. B, the thoracic, the upper thoracic strain is evaluated using table 17-3 on page 567, and the patient is placed in class 1, period. She has a GMFH of 1, comma, GMPE of 1, and a GMCS of 0, comma, imparting a 3% whole person impairment. And now C, referring to the combined tables chart on page 604, comma, the patient is given a 12% whole person impairment. And please underline 12%. New paragraphs, further recommendations for patient, colon, the patient was given some hints regarding supporting the neck as she goes about her daily activities at home, and also properly supporting the neck at night when sleeping period. She was given some stretching exercises to do for the neck and upper back. For stretching period, the patient, or period. Thank you so much for your kind referral on this patient. Thanks.